What's on your mind?
I wanted to let your listeners hear of an experience we had yesterday evening, and to probably make people aware of what happened. We had visited a leisure centre, which we do quite often in the region of Ballyclare, with two small children who do swimming on a Monday evening. And my husband had brought them out swimming and got their stuff out of the lockers. And he was he put towels around them and gave them their clothes to take into their changing area.
Are these little girls?
No, little boys.
Little boys, okay.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And he got dried very quickly, and he started to hear crying and screaming, and he went in to see what had happened. And some person who had been in beforehand, I don't know how I can explain this to you, but they had had a terrible accident, or it was done deliberately, had left a nice message behind them.
Are you saying they defecated in a public place?
Yes, I am indeed. And the little one had, with the towel round them, obviously a towel round a child, you know, round their shoulders and things like that. He didn't see it, and he was standing in it completely.
Oh.
His little feet were covered in it, up his legs, everything. And the other one was screaming too. He had it on his hands because he tried to lift him.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And they had pulled their clothes out. So my husband had put the towels round them, and he lifted them and lifted all the stuff and just ran out. So he did. There was nobody on reception. It was very, very busy, now I'm having to say. He put them into the car. The car was plastered. They had to go from Ballyclare to Antrim, sitting like that. And their clothes are in a plastic bag at the minute at my back door, absolutely covered. And I'm sorry, I couldn't hose this down to put into my washing machine. And the leisure centre in question is just looking into it at the moment. That's the only answer they can give me.
That is an incredibly sickening story. To think that those poor children have gone through that. I'm interested, you know, everyone reacts differently. Gosh, the first thing I think I would have done would have been hosing them down straight away. But your husband obviously knew what to do at the time, and
it was a horrendous evening, so it was. And you know what? If you'd have seen those two children standing in a bath, getting hosed down and crying their eyes out and their hands in the air, petrified, to get this off them. And you know, I don't know, they say dog's excrement is bad, but I don't know about human. But the very fact that someone done that and walked out and left, every person in this country, land or whatever, can have an accident, most certainly, but you would think they would have the decency to make it aware to someone that they could get paper towels to clean it up, or make it aware that there was something. For young children to go in to a public place like that and end up with this. They never slept last night crying, and it was awful.
I agree with you. It is awful. It's terrible that your children had that experience. Terrible for your husband as well. It's an unacceptable experience. Now, the only thing I can search for is that maybe a very, very young child had the accident, and that's a very polite way of putting it, and just didn't know how to react as a result of it. But if that's an adult or a teenager or someone trying to be, you know, a smart aleck, it's beyond the pale. You're understandably asking question of the leisure centre. Do they not have any supervisors? Do they, you know, maybe it only happened a few seconds before your children went in. Maybe that's the reason for that. But, you know, hard questions need to be asked of a leisure centre if you have your children going through an experience like that. That's appalling.
Well, the only thing that we can say is, and my husband said, I know it's a very delicate situation, and I'm not laughing at it because it was not funny at all. It was horrendous. The amount of it that was over the children and on the floor was not caused by a child. Mm. You know, anyone would know that a child could not have done that.
It definitely human. It's not likely to be a dog.
Well, I don't know. I don't think a dog, a dog may have got in. I don't know. But it would be highly unlikely because, you know, there's so many doors to go through. Mm. Yes, it could have happened. But all we got from the leisure centre was they were quite aware of it. Somebody else must have come in and complained and seen it all over the floor after my husband left. And then they have alerted the staff, who in turn obviously cleaned it up.
Yeah, you know, just on the they're very aware of it. Have they made any effort to, you know, call round to see if the children are okay? Have they been in touch, like, with a complimentary offer? Have they taken any steps like that?
What happened was whenever he got home, I called the leisure centre yesterday evening. And they obviously had to get the GT manager that was on, and they said that they were aware there was a mess in the cubicles, but he was only a GT manager, he couldn't do anything, and could have someone call him back urgently this morning, which was fair enough. I mean, the incident had happened. What could you do about it? Nothing. It was 9 o'clock nearly on a Monday evening, and that was okay. So had to wait, nothing called. So they called the leisure centre in question, and they said that the actual manager was delayed today with the weather conditions, which is fair enough. We're accepting that, okay. And it could be tomorrow. And I thought, well, you know, the council that runs this is a very big council, and so I got on to the head of this council, and this gentleman was on a meeting, but a very nice lady took the details and said she would be back later on in the day. But in the meantime, I have school uniforms sitting there, you know, that are badged, okay, and shoes that are soaking, and I'm not putting them into my washing machine. I couldn't do that.
I can understand you maybe holding it as evidence to, have a conversation with the representative of council who's going to pay you a visit in the very near future. Goodness me, I would be putting it as far into the bin lorry as I possibly could.
Yeah.
Every single item that they had with them that day.
You know, this is it. You know, and you're just, you know, you're talking, you know, as I say, these school uniforms, the coats are marked, you know, they're specifically badged, the wee trousers, the shoes, you know, the lot, everything went. I mean, there had to be a makeshift uniform this morning for them, it had to be everything, and the younger one did not sleep last night, he was very upset about it, so he was, and he just keeps holding his hands in the air and put them down.
What age are the children?
They are 5 and 7.
Do you know, I'm quite sure, and I have faith in that super council that you're talking about. Just name the council. What's the full name of the council there? It's Newton Abbey. Is that the general council
it's
you're
Antrim,
in?
Antrim Newton Abbey.
Antrim Newton Abbey Council. I have no doubt that someone from Leisure Services in Antrim Newton Abbey Council will be in touch with you. I have faith in them. I have faith in our civil servants and in our public representatives. And they will be there with their checkbook covering the cost of those school uniforms, because that is appalling that two children having a swim would be visited upon by such a horrible, horrible experience. Thanks for highlighting it. My stomach is turned, but that impacts negatively on youngsters. So, you know, keep them upbeat, keep them dancing, keep them smiling, and keep them swimming. That's very important. Keep them swimming.
It's whether they'll go back again or not's another thing, you know, but we've got to try. But I really just wanted to make you aware just of, you know, for other people, maybe it would probably never happen again, but, you know, just always be vigilant to see that, because there is people out there who can do such horrible things.
Totally, totally. And I really appreciate you raising it. And, you know, if you are the individual who defecated in the cubicle, you need to take a long, hard look at yourself.